Northern river cities were for the most part spared the expected deluges and flooding of the Hudson, except closer to the banks. Poughkeepsie Mayor John Tysick.
The surge of the Hudson River into Warriors Park, it crested over about 9.65 feet, about 4 feet, right directly into the Ice House restaurant in Warriors Park. It's saturated and surrounded the entire waterfront park.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine is out touring areas that have suffered damage.
I'm at a business in Highland right now called Mariner's Harbor. Normally a beautiful, spectacular place for people to be able to enjoy right on the water. But as you can imagine, with a 9.5 foot above sea level water surge, with a combination of storm surge and tide, a significant amount of damage was incurred.
Is there any idea of how much destruction in the county?
Though there was significant damage in multiple areas, especially along the waterways, but also in some of the mountainous areas where wind speeds really did a huge amount of damage to the power infrastructure. Compared to our neighbors in the metro New York area and throughout the Northeast, we really received a glancing blow. As bad as it is, it could have been so much worse.
NYSEG crews hope to have the lights back on for all of Shandaken this afternoon. Orange and Rockland is rebuilding a huge chunk of its electric service system, 27 transmission circuits and 17 substations that sustained serious damage during the storm. Officials expect power restoration within 10 days to the majority of customers, but those in outlying areas could have to wait for weeks. Many of the utilities are distributing dry ice and water. They advise checking their websites for more information. Central Hudson's John Masurgian says crews have made substantial progress turning power back on.
About 60% of those affected have had their power restored, remaining about 40,000 customers still without power. And we've identified more than 1,100 distinct damage locations that our crews still need to address in order to bring back power for everyone.
Several of the communities hardest hit last year by Irene and Lee suffered relatively little damage from Sandy. Prattsville, Windham, and neighboring towns reported nothing more than sporadic electrical outages and a few downed tree limbs. The Schoharie Creek ran high, but there was no flooding. There was some flooding in the Greene County community of Athens. A small number of homes were evacuated, but residents are back in them now. Telephone service is back in some areas of Dutchess County after being down several hours on Tuesday, although officials say sporadic outages will likely continue through the weekend. County Executive Mark Molinaro.
Our public works crews are working with public utility crews to open up those roadways that still remain somewhat obstructed by downed power lines and trees and limbs. We still have quite a number in the county without power, but all of the crews are working aggressively to restore power and certainly to make sure our roads are passable. We're asking residents to be cautious while driving. There still are some obstructions in roadways. There still will be some flooding of some degree throughout the streets and the highways in the county. And today, as it's Halloween, we're obviously encouraging families to be safe. Assume any downed power line is live, so be observant and keep our kids away from any down lines of any kind, and just be safe as they're out on the roads trick-or-treating this Halloween holiday.
All of the utilities want to hear from any customers still without power. Commuters who rely on Metro North may have to find alternatives. Poughkeepsie Mayor John Tysick offers a few suggestions.
There is a bus that leaves from the town of Poughkeepsie off of Route 9 daily into the city. I believe they pick up down near the Hudson Plaza, outside of course, paying for a cab or driving yourself in if you have other means of transportation. With the rail commute down, that does pose quite a problem for people.
Metro North's Hudson, Harlem, and New Haven lines are shut down. An MTA official who did not wish to go on mic says there is no prospect of service today and no sense of what kind of service may be available tomorrow or Friday. Many trees are still down and tracks are being repaired. Some sections of the Hudson line remain without electric power. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.